This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name's Phil Brooks. I'm an entrepreneur in residence at the University of Pittsburgh's Innovation Institute, where I assist faculty in creating startups around their innovations.
Philip, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
One of my primary roles is I co-lead the university's National Science Foundation I-Corps Site program here at Pitt. We introduce about 30 teams each year to the value proposition, business model canvas, and the customer discovery process.
Philip, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an EIR?
I think one of the things that's been the biggest success from my perspective, or maybe not so much success, but reward, is when a graduate student who's been participating in our first year I-Corps Site program, and they get to this point at some point during the 8-week program that, hey, there's a new career option available to me. It's not that I only have postdoc or an assistant professorship opportunity, but I could actually take the innovation I've been working on for a number of years as part of my thesis work and actually try and run with this to create a business. And that's pretty exciting to see people sort of see that light go off. I think the biggest challenge is because Innovation Institute was started about 5 years ago, and it was bringing together a small business development center, a traditional tech transfer office, and commercialization resources all under one roof. And what's happened is we've seen increasing success in terms of the number of invention disclosures, the number of startups that are being created, but because of just as I describe in that success, the ability to create some excitement about a startup is, do we have enough time in the day to basically be available to all these people that are taking that next step in the entrepreneurial journey? We have a lot of innovators that are very actively coming back to us and asking us lots of questions, reviewing pitch decks, reviewing financials, doing lots of different things. And we try and be responsive to all of them. But as we touch more people and their innovations, there's just so many hours in the day. And so I think that's the biggest challenge is how do we leverage as we grow.
Philip, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
Well, I think if you're just getting into this role, one of the things that was really helpful for me was serving as a mentor in the National I-Corps team program, where over a 7-week period, you do 100 customer discovery interviews alongside the principal investigator and typically a student entrepreneurial lead. And it's somewhat daunting when you start that process because realistically you have to do 15 to 20 interviews a week in order to keep pace with getting those 100 done. But I've done it twice now, and one of the things that I have found consistent is when you get sort of that halfway point, 50 or 60 interviews, you start really seeing some really trends evolving from talking to all these customers or stakeholders. And it really is beneficial. And you realize that time you spent over that 7-week period is really insightful. And you don't want to stop after the 7 weeks, but it really is helpful. So I think if you haven't been through an I-Corps program and you're new to the EIR process, I started 4 years ago as an EIR, and that was one of the first things I did, and it really helped shape what I was doing day to day. I think the other kinds of things is just there's lots of, I believe there's something like 85 universities that are NSF I-Corps sites now, and IH has I-Corps programs, is to talk to faculty in those other programs or some of the resources like VentureWell that manage the iCORE programs. InnovaSource has a Mind the Gap community of action that's made up of about 25 universities that is a great resource to sort of learn what others are doing as it relates to the gap funding piece. That is always a challenge in the early stages to get over the valley of death.
Philip, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
I think two good places. Just go to our website, which is innovation.pitt.edu, and look at some of the case studies that are available on the site. And go to nsf.gov and search for iCORE Teams for more information about that program.
For more about this, visit eirpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.